This is John Batchelor, conversation with Gregory Copley, who's in Perth, Australia, for Defense and Foreign Affairs, about the defense of the Pacific from the Chinese presumed onslaught, the launch on Taiwan. It includes the Second Island Chain, and included in the Second Island Chain, by looking at a map, are two possessions of Australia, Cocos Island and Christmas Island, the one in the Indo-Pacific, which allow Australia to have a range into the South China Sea. The Air Force assets are now planning on secondary and tertiary fields after day one of the Chinese onslaught. Australia is also providing lots of backup and logistics for the Air Forces as they contest with the Chinese Navy and the Chinese Air Force. Cocos Island and Christmas Island provide access to logistics that Australia can base there and defend south of Indonesia. Preparing for the next war is the way to maintain the peace, is the long-winded version of why. Here's Gregory Copley on Australia's preparation. More of this tonight.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure whether they fit in either the first or second island chain, but they're Australian island outposts, which are literally just south of Indonesia, the Sumatra and Java main islands of Indonesia. And they give Australia a certain right and a certain capacity to project power, maritime power and air power, up into the South China Sea across Indonesia, should that be required. Australia has a lot of interests in the Indian Ocean, which are not generally talked about, but which are regularly patrolled, the Ashmore and Cartier Reef and so on, which, and by the way, the big threat in these areas is illegal fishing. Some of it's done by the Chinese, but most of it's done by the Indonesians themselves. So it's going to be very interesting. Not just with the Cocos Keeling Group and the Christmas Island, but throughout that area, and including Papua New Guinea, which is the eastern half of the island of New Guinea or Papua, which is being courted by the US, which has got a big defense agreement with it. Australia has an even bigger national security agreement with Papua New Guinea, and the Chinese have also been wooing them as well. So these are areas where you've got independent countries like Papua New Guinea, like Fiji, like the Solomons and the like, who want to play both sides against the middle to see how much investment they can get from all of the countries. Some of them, including, by the way, Papua New Guinea and particularly Fiji, are extremely pro-West, and Fiji will be playing a big role in the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, which will be held in Samoa in October, which is going to be important.